Now that the COVID-19 vaccine is starting to come out, healthcare workers, elderly, so the question comes up is, do you make a bracha upon taking the vaccine? So what bracha would you make, assuming you would make a bracha? So some discuss maybe you should make a Shehecheyanu. And because it's a time of simcha, you've been locked up for 9 months, and now, even though it might be another couple of months before anything changes, but it's the beginning. Or do I make a tov ha-meitiv, because it affects everyone? And there's two reasons to have to take the vaccine. One is to protect myself, and one is to protect others. So a tov ha-meitiv you make when it involves others. So would you make a Shehecheyanu? Would you make a tov ha-meitiv, or would you not make any bracha? And this isn't the first vaccine to come out. Have they made brachas on other vaccines? And maybe you'll say other vaccines haven't been the same. Maybe this is much more, no one's been affected like this before. It's a bigger simcha. So, it's a question in general. We'll see, what's the issue first, like with the Shehecheyanu? So we know there are different types of Shehecheyanu. There's certain Shehecheyanus which are obligations. In other words, every yantif. Let's take the yantif of Sukkot. Let's take Rosh Hashanah. That the night of Rosh Hashanah, the night of Pesach, the night of Sukkot, usually it's done at Kiddush time. Some women make it at candle lighting. That's a separate discussion. But what's the Shehecheyanu on the Kedushas Hayom? So that's a chiyuv. And also this parenthetically, once if a woman does make a Shehecheyanu, for that matter, a man, it's makabel yantiv bal karcha, so therefore you can't do any melacha. In contrast to candle lighting in general, one can make a stipulation. So nevertheless, Shehecheyanu is a chiyuv, and that's on the Kedushas Hayom. And Shavuos as well. But let's say we make a Shehecheyanu on the shofar. We make a Shehecheyanu on the Dalan Minim. So that's a Shehecheyanu, also a Chiyav. A mitzvah comes from Iman Lizman. See, Sukkah is unique where it begins at night. So therefore, the Shehecheyanu at night, the first night, goes on the Kedushas Hayom as well on the Sukkah. That's why, according to many, you switch the order the second night, because the assumption is the Shehecheyanu you made on the mitzvah, it's even good if you made it before Yantar, but you can't make the Shehecheyanu on the Kedushas Hayom early. So therefore, we make the Shehecheyanu and then we make the Leishei Basuk on the second night. Either way, the two types of Shehecheyanu, which are obligations, the Kedushas Hayom and the mitzvah. However, there's a third Shehecheyanu on a pri chadash, a new fruit, a new beggar chadoshim, when you see a friend after 30 days, and a child. So we find Chazal have a couple of examples. It's not brought down in the Gemara, the Poskim making this type of Shehecheyanu. I mean, the Poskim is brought down. That's brought down in the Gemara. We've shown him about the Achronim do discuss it. In other words, the assumption is among most that the Shehecheyanu is a Rishus. But in contrast to the other Shehecheyanus, which are a Chova, this is a Rishus. So, and in fact, within the Pri Chadash, Beged Chadash, there are Yesh V'Yesh. As a road post can say, you make it. But the opinion of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, well, they said it by different things, that Rav Moshe wrote, well, he passed away in 1986. He said it was a global fruitopia out there, and there are no seasons anymore. You don't have to make a Shehecheyanu on new fruit. You could always get them. And Rav Soloveitchik said it regarding clothes. Back in the day, when you got bar mitzvah or you got married, you bought a new suit. Now people buy a new suit every month. So that's the opinion of some of Gedolei HaPoskim. However, and I think that was the opinion of the Divrei Chaim and Sanz, And therefore, there are those who have a custom not to make a Shachiyanu ever on a, just about on a Dava Harishas, unless, you know, maybe it's a special purchase. So you make a Shachiyanu, but I'd say the stand-up sockets you could make on those. So then, in fact, I think the Tziv makes the chiluk between those which are Rishus and building a Bayis Chodosh. I think he might hold it's a chiyuv. But regarding, so for those who, so the men, there are a minority of you don't make a Shachiyanu ever on a pre-Chadash or Begah Chadash. So there's certainly, to add a new one, it would be more difficult, one would say. But those who say you can make a, those who do make a Shachiyanu, so what about those not mentioned in the Gemara? So is that something, or earlier sources, is that something we could, we only make a bracha on something that given to us, like from previous? So that's a hoshai when we agree Shachiyanu is a rishus. So is that, is it a rishus? Is that, so someone would say rishus, I think it's the Shaul Meisher, Rav Nodzin, others, that it's like Meirev and Atainis that we makabel kvar shavyo l'kechovas, even though it was a rishus, the meaning is to say it. So the shaila is how far do you go for those who say it? Those, let's say, things that aren't clear. There's no discussion about making a bracha on a vaccine or some other medication. So, do we say, so, in other words, the question is the rishus make it more reason to say it? We have a principle, safek brachos lahakel. So do we say that by shachiyan, or do we say safek brachos lahakel? In other words, do I say, well, certainly, it's a rishus, so why should I get involved in a safek bracha, bracha levatola? Or do I say no? It's a rishus. What's the harm? In fact, that's a discussion. We know we don't make a bracha shachiyanu on bedikas chametz. The question is why not? It's only once a year, so they quote the pri chadash, the drisha. Why not? However, the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Rishonim, and the Rashba, Darkei Moshe, Chasim Sofer, all say we do say Safek Brachos LaHakel. If it's a Rishus, so why get involved with it? There's a Bach, even though they're different, but there's one Bach that says that we don't say Safek Brachos LaHakel by Shachiyanu, but that's for a different reason. Because even a Safek Mitzvah, it's enough simcha to get from a Safek Mitzvah, that's what you would make. Even the Bach and other places, right, you don't. So it's a major debate, number one, on Shachiyanu in general. It's a Rishus. Do we even make it on the Pre-Chadash and the Begad Chadash? And those who don't even do that, well, maybe you might hope this is the greatest simcha and you would, because getting a vaccine that could save thousands of lives, that might be a greater simcha than a Pre-Chadash. But it's not something, are we limited to what the example is given, or we just generally, we have the principles. So that's the Shaila, Shachiyanu, which is a Rishus. Do I go Lakula or Lachumra? In other words, do I actually say there is no promise of a Brachas Lako or not? So that's, so Rav Asher Weiss, I believe Rav Mordechai Willig, he in general, they're in the school that if you don't get involved with new brachas, if it's Safek brachas, lahakel even to Shachiyanu. Apparently, Rav Schechter must disagree because he's shown on the video making a tova meitiv. So Rav Schechter felt, and I guess it was a, so as if the Shachiyanu and the tova meitiv have the same gedarim, if it's always on the affected him, then presumably he would think, perhaps, again, I don't know this to be true, that he would make a Shachiyanu. But he made it, unless he has a different gedder for Tova Meitiv and Shachiyanu, besides when it's happening to others. So that's a major, there are those who brought, there are those who make a Shachiyanu. Rav Schechter had a Tova Meitiv, and many say not to make any bracha at all. And however, all agree, there's a certain sila, you could say, that it's brought down, not only for and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rofe Chinam, and basically everyone agrees that's appropriate to say Amoda Ani, to say you can look up the exact text, and if you don't have the text, have an informal text, but basically to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping us find this special vaccination. So again, so yesh v'yesh, some make a shachiyanu, some make a tova meitiv, and some don't make any bracha, they make a tvi. Even those who make a bracha as well, I was